A hologram of the wizened Grand Lord appeared. It had been some time since Kai had seen the leader of the Lost Tribe. Had Vol always seemed so fragile? So old? Age was to be respected, for to live to an old age meant a Sith had done something very right indeed. But there was such a thing as too old, and those who were too old needed to be put down. Idly, keeping his thoughts well shielded, Kai wondered if the renowned Grand Lord was getting to that point. He saw his white-haired Kashyyri second-in-command staring openly at the hologram. Doubtless Anax, with her near obsession for determining weakness, was thinking the same thing.
Saber Gavar Kai, said Vol,
and his voice certainly sounded strong.
I had expected to speak to Abeloth herself.
She is on ship at the moment. Do not worry. You will see her when she arrives on Kesh, Kai said smoothly. She is anxious to create a good first impression.
I take it that since you are the one speaking to me, she has selected you to replace the late High Lord Talon in our interactions with her.
It has not been said specifically, but yes, Abeloth has turned to me since Lord Talon's death.
Good. Good. Please then assure Abeloth that as she is anxious to create a good first impression, after our people have worked so closely and sacrificed so much for her, we are also desirous that our first meeting go well. To that end, we will need time to prepare for such an august visitor. Say, 3 days. A parade showcasing the glory that is the Lost Tribe, and then a masquerade.
Kai knew a trap when he saw one, as did Anax, who quickly busied herself with her controls so as not to look too obvious as she listened in, and the rest of his crew. As traps went, this was blatant. Vol was testing Kai's loyalties. To force Abeloth to wait 3 full days before being received was to tell her her place, to keep her waiting as one might a tyro summoned for interrogation about his studies. Yet Vol would deny such, simply saying that he wanted to make sure everything was just right for their esteemed guest. And with the Sith's love of ceremony and showcasing, the statement had the dubious merit of perhaps even being true. Vol was waiting for Kai's reaction. He was trying to figure out where the Saber's loyalties lay. And Kai himself suddenly realized, with a sick jolt, that he himself didn't know. Abeloth had doubtless sensed the conversation and was monitoring Kai's presence in the Force. For all he knew about ship, she also had the ability to monitor the conversation itself. He addressed himself calmly to the man who ostensibly ruled the Lost Tribe of the Sith.
Abeloth will be disappointed to hear that preparations will take so long, he said, keeping his voice modulated. She might even see it as an insult.
Out of Vol's line of sight, Anax was nodding.
Well, we wouldn't want that, would we? As a fine example of a Sith Saber, you'll simply have to assure her that this is done out of respect. I trust you will be able to do so.
Slowly, Kai nodded.
I will.
Excellent. You have always done well by me and the Circle, Kai. I knew you would not fail me now. Give my best to Abeloth. I look forward very much to our meeting. I've heard certain rumors, and am anxious to hear from you how Vestara is performing on our behalf.